Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
Elmore deep, left side three, and good! From 30 feet, John Elmore!
The Drive with Paul Swan.
Welcome to the February 4th edition. The Drive begins now here on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan, coming to you today from the Union Pub and Grill, 1125 4th Avenue in Huntington. Of course, every Monday we are here at the Union Pub and Grill. They have a great special for you, $1.50 bottles, $2 call shots, and of course, you get the best service in town. So why aren't you here right now at the Union Pub and Grill? Dave Walsh, the former Young Thundering Herd quarterback, is with me as well, and we're going to take your phone calls this hour on the Miller Lite phone line today, 877-420-TALK. That is 877-420-8255. Miller Lite, hold true, great taste, only 96 calories, the original light beer. Now, we got a lot to get into, of course. We'll touch on the Super Bowl, Dave. Wake up, Dave. Wake up. It wasn't that bad.
No.
The defense was good. Think of it this way. It was a defensive battle. You love defense, right? I like defense.
Yeah.
Okay, think of it as a defensive battle. Yeah, it wasn't very fun offensively. I get that. So we'll get into that later on. Of course, we'll get your phone calls in, but we got a lot to get into because, of course, Marshall played over the weekend and Saturday. Not a good finish for the Thundering Herd, losing. I don't know where to go with that. I don't know where to begin. They had opportunities in that game.
I know. Second time they scored 100 points in a game and came out on the short end. William and Mary last year and then Saturday night.
I don't know where to go with them. I really don't. They had so many opportunities in that game, and it's disappointing only because it's on the home field,
right?
The home court. You have an opportunity to improve your status in Conference USA. And I will say this, though. They faced one of the better teams in Conference USA, so this wasn't a team that just rolled in here off the streets. No, we're talking UTSA, who, by the way, got co-player of the week in Conference USA. Keaton Wallace, he's good. He's really good. He posted the third highest single game scoring output in Conference USA history, and of course, also regarded as the second most in UTSA history with 45 points against Marshall. So he drops 40. Heard.
Right.
So he's your co-player of the week. Who's your other player of the week?
His sidekick who outdid him on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's funny. He's the sidekick.
Right.
Javon Jack. He's the other co-player of the week in Conference USA. He had a career-high 46 points, which is the third most in UTSA history and the second in Conference USA. So let me make sure I get this right here because I'm reading straight from the notes here.
Yeah.
45 points is the third highest single game scoring output for Keaton Wallace in Conference USA. And then the note says second most. And then you look at the output of 46 points. That's also regarded as the second most, according to the notes, in UTSA history. All right. Slight little error there.
Slight.
Yeah, 46 is greater than 45.
And normally.
All right, we'll overlook that.
Yeah.
Conference USA. Come on, what are you doing to me here? But that's still a lot of points. That doesn't matter, third or second. It's still a lot of points, Dave.
And I liked your observation Saturday night. It was 92-88, 4 seconds to go when we look up, and there's a lot of people leaving the building.
Well, why are you leaving?
And we're going, and next thing you know, they want to U-turn it because they hit Elmore, who gets a three and gets fouled, and sends it to overtime. So you never know. Hey, you're going, folks, you might want to stick around.
John Elmore's ready to go if you need him.
Yep.
He brought you back. Unfortunately, you couldn't get the game finished in overtime. Still, though, Marshall, I thought, performed well for the most part. Just when you get to overtime, you just couldn't handle it.
I didn't realize it until the coach mentioned it in the pregame or the postgame. They didn't miss a shot in overtime. Took five, made five, three of them were threes, and then they hit all but one free throw. But you know who got the points was the two guards. They were the one. I mean, they were pretty good, Paulie. You know.
So why do you get co-conference player of the week for Keaton Wallace and Javon Jackson when you had C.J. Burks and John Elmore just recently dropping points like crazy on people? Why don't you give them co-player of the week here?
I don't know. Stuff in the ballot box down in Dallas.
I don't know
what's happening.
I don't know why you do that.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you can't deny what they did. It was a major performance. And Marshall's still in the hunt. Don't Don't fret just yet.
I mean, you know, 8-3, they're 6-4. It's just a game.
Got to start winning some of those soon, or you're going to be locked in the second pod.
I know, and the thing of it is, you know, they played the team right now that's a half a game out of first on Saturday in UTSA. Now they got the other team that shares that with them coming up on Thursday night out in Denton, Texas. North Texas is right there, too, so they can make for a lot. They can catch up real quick taking down these two. And Rice don't sleep. You know, they get pushed Old Dominion to the wire. Saturday, 4-point game. Old Dominion's at 8-3 now, so Marshall's there. Well, you know, one weekend you go 1-4 real quick, or plummet quicker.
I still think they've got a shot.
I do too.
It's not. Hey, you know what? We haven't even talked about the fact that the women got the win against UTEP on the road, 63-60.
They swept Texas two games.
I'll take
swept
it.
Swept them, and both games, Paulie down and come back to win the ball game. And those kind of things Tony talked about way back when they beat Old Dominion. You know, some of the things that separate them from winning the close games. Now they're finding a way, and they keep repeating to find a way. Although I wouldn't want to do it all the time coming back like that, but it's got to help their mindset. And now they have the top team coming to town on Saturday. Rice will be in town on Saturday. They have yet to lose in the league.
I'll take it. So in that UTSA game, Shayna Gore had 31 points.
Mm-hmm.
11 of 26 shooting. She was 3 of 8 from the three-point line, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. They had to go to overtime to take care of business, and when they went to overtime, they took care of business quite easily. I just told Tony, hey, stop doing that. Let's just win the game and go home.
I know. You went 3 there not that long ago. Now you go 1 down the road, and you got a long way home. So they had to. I'm meeting with him tomorrow to help Billy out a little bit here, and they had today off, and I'm sure they were well catching up on some missed time in terms of sleep and catch their classes and rest up, get back to work on Tuesday.
Well, their schedule is not going to beat them up the way the Marshalls did.
That 1-3-gamer on the road, it's just that's tough to come back from. I don't care if you're 21-41. That's not, you know, 3 games in 5 days, pounding in buses and cars and airplanes. That's suitcase you. Tough life.
Conference USA is going to try this pod system. We'll see how it works.
Yep.
But at least for the women, they've got some semblance of
at least they know who they're playing the last 4 games.
Yeah, we have a normal schedule there. So I hope a lot of people show up and support them this week. The women are home. I know some people are going to be watching the herd game, the men following them, but I think you can do both. You can go out and support the women.
On Saturday, the women, I think, are an afternoon game, and the men are playing at night, 8 o'clock, you know, our time, 7 o'clock their time. So you got a chance to catch one. And they're playing number 1 team in the league. You know, Marshall's next 2 games for the men and the women are against the top teams in the league. North Texas, half a game out of first for the men. They're playing Rice, which is in first place in women.
So with basketball still heating up, football is over.
Over.
But it's not. But it's not.
Oh, that's right. Signing day.
Signing day is coming up. And, of course, we'll find out what the Thundering Herd can pick up late.
Somebody said it's going to be a pretty impressive list when it comes out next week.
Should be. I'm excited.
Or no, this week.
It should be. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
But today, Marshall making official the hirings. They've had some coaching hires. Defensive tackles coach J.C. Price has been added to the co-defensive coordinator position.
All right.
So Chip West has joined the staff, and he's going to coach the cornerbacks. Brad Lambert, worst-kept secret in Huntington. he is right now a volunteer defensive assistant. Now, you've also just basically got a new strength and conditioning coach.
Right.
He was on the staff before. Brad is coming back. You remember Brad?
Brad.
Don't you remember Brad?
Brad.
I'm going to show you the release.
Brad. Nice name. Got a pronunciation guy there?
I never did know how to pronounce his name. So, you know what? I'm not going to.
Brad, just put it this way. Brad's coming back.
Brad's coming back. Yeah. I'm not going to butcher it.
No.
I'm not going to butcher it. So, yeah, you got some coaching changes here, and that's good. So, now we can start talking football again.
I like
because
the way you
football.
Put that with Coach Brad there, worst kept secret in town.
Lambert was the worst kept
secret
good
for
in
him.
Town.
Good for him.
So, hiring there, and you've got signing day coming up, and, of course, you've got basketball this week. So, a lot going on for the Thundering Herd. The women, you're right, they've got some opportunities here to extend what has been a great run in Conference USA so far. And if they can get a couple more wins, I think they're going to solidify themselves in a pretty good spot come postseason because they've got North Texas on Thursday, Rice on Saturday. And
then Middle and UAB, I think, is up next.
You've got UAB and then Middle on the road, and then they come back on the 23rd of Saturday, take on Western Kentucky, and then the following Saturday, they'll take on Old Dominion.
Down there.
And then they'll come back March 7th and play Florida International at home.
Yeah, they got UAB, Middle, Western, top 3 teams. I mean, you know, Coach Kemper mentioned after they beat Charlotte, we got to do some things right or we'll go down to Western and it might not work out, and they got handled pretty well. So I'm sure they'll be pointing to that one. But first things first, got to take care of the Mean Green coming to town on Saturday, on Thursday.
Marshall's 9-3 at home.
Yes, both sides. Both sides. I mean, who thought going into February 7-2 in the conference, Marshall women?
I'm not surprised. They played a tough schedule.
Yeah.
They played a really tough schedule to get ready. And it worked for them. They played Wisconsin. They played Clemson.
Played Clemson tough. But with Ashley, I think, St. Jean kind of under the weather and hurt right now, they're not the tallest team in America.
They weren't going to be to begin with.
No, but with her missing, they're even shorter, but they're finding a way to get it done. You know, end of the day, they got more points than their team. Tony says, let's move on to the next one. Just like Danny the other night. I'm one of the shorter news conferences he's done post-game because he was not happy with one thing, their defense. He said, you can't sit down in front of a guy and let him shoot. You got to get him, got to make a move, got to put the ball on the floor. That's something you can't do. Because you missed their two guys were unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the Wallace guy, a couple times he went in the lane, little dip, drop back, hit the little fader. I said, it looked like a little Harden action there. A little James Harden action.
No beard, though.
No.
The beard was not there.
No. We actually passed the ball.
Okay. Jab number one. We're going to take our first break. Reminding you, we're here at the Union Pub and Grill, 1125 4th Avenue in Huntington. The $1.50 bottle and $2 call shot, your special for Monday. And, we've got it all right here on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Coming to you today from the Union Pub and Grill, welcome back to The Drive. I'm your host, Paul Swan. I've got the former Young Thundering Herd quarterback, Dave Walsh, with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm always glad you're here, but I'm glad you're here.
I enjoy it.
Because there are times I need to mute the microphone because I am still...
Still a little hacky?
I'm still a little hacky. It's not a good thing to have.
No.
So I thank you for being here today. So there are times when I can just not talk. And Dave
just tell him, bear with me, crowd. Bear with him.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I will be fine here. I mean, a lot of people got that, whatever's going around. I call it the Cornwell crud because I got it first from Bill Cornwell. So I've been telling everyone.
That's the name he loves, the Cornwell crud.
I don't care. It's what it's called. I got the Bill Cornwell crud. So he said he's feeling better, and I thought, oh, that's great, buddy.
Thank you.
Really great. So
he did look a little slow-moving on Saturday night. I don't know if he was feeling anything wrong, but not the old giddy up in the step that we used to see.
I think he felt the loss coming.
Okay.
He had a premonition.
Okay.
They're going to bounce back. I think they will bounce
back.
Yeah. We'll see what they can do on the road.
I mean, Chuck wrote something the other day about this time last year, things were, you know, hitting a little bit of a crazy spot, and the next thing you know, they finish strong and end up winning the tournament. So we'll see what happens.
As long as they don't go on a long losing streak, I think they'll
be fine.
Please
don't get in second five.
Now, that's it. Just stay in the first five, and then you can control your destiny a little bit better there. And even still, you've got to get into the tournament and win those games, so it doesn't matter.
You're going to have anywhere from three to four games, and then I know they're hoping this will get maybe a second bid open a door. I still think it's a one-bid league, so there's a game on Saturday night you better win, or you're going to have to really cross your fingers and hope.
I'll try this for two or three years. If it doesn't produce anything, you go back to the old way. People might talk about it this season, next season, maybe, but I just don't think it's going to produce the results you're looking for because you got to take care of business outside of conference as well.
And if they finish in the first five, you're looking at round three with you-know-who from Bowling Green, possibly another match with Western Kentucky, and then turn around and play them again in the tournament four times in 1 year. That would be a lot.
A lot of action tonight, though. You want to watch some college basketball. There is basketball for you. We've got three games tonight, top 25. Number 16, Louisville's taking on number 11, Virginia Tech tonight. It's number 17, Iowa State taking on Oklahoma. And the West Virginia Mountaineers looking to continue their winning ways. They take on 18th-ranked Texas Tech. Ramps up in difficulty.
That's
there
so funny
them.
You mentioned Virginia Tech. See if they can break 50 tonight, although it didn't matter since the team they played on Saturday didn't break 30. I still cannot believe that happened. 24 points with a shot clock on the home floor, NC State.
Stranger things have happened before.
The coach had me sitting on the floor on the chair going like, nothing I can do. You know, I can't shoot it. I mean, 24 points, 14 in one half, 10 in the second. Unbelievable game. Quite opposite to what we saw that night. Bottom line, it was an entertaining game.
I was totally entertained.
Yes.
Until the final score. Now, granted, in our position, we don't really have a rooting interest.
We're not supposed to.
We're not supposed to.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to. Some do, some don't. I can really
You call it straight down the line.
I can try.
Yeah.
For the most part.
It makes it easier if the home team would have won.
Let's put it this way. If another team comes in and can beat Marshall and they're better, you know, I'm good with that. I can see it. I don't homer it.
Yeah. And it's only happened twice. I mean, you saw what UTSA had. You know, the other team that beat them here is Toledo. I don't know if they've lost a game since they left here. I mean, it's like, I saw them on TV the other day. They're like 18-4, 19-4.
And that's good. You like that?
That was two good teams that, you know. And Danny made his point after Thursday night with when they beat UTEP. Hey, folks, this league top to bottom is not easy. It's not easy every night out. I mean, here's the two Texas teams tied for second. Western picked to win it. They're down a little bit. Marshall's there. Old Dominion's doing it. So he said, you know, every night out, you better bring it. That's what you want.
You think he's hyping the league a little bit more, though, than is reality? You think he's just trying to hype this league? I understand why he's doing it.
I know.
He's trying to make a case for himself as well.
Exactly.
But,
and as you know, Paulie, we've said how many times, it's all about marketing. You got a point. You got to sell the point.
I get that. You have to market.
Attempt.
You have to go out and you have to give people a reason to come out. And honestly, that game was tight. It was close. It was entertaining. It was back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, people are complaining about the Super Bowl, how boring that was, and there was hardly any scoring here. And then you've got this game going on. Marshall is scoring. Both teams are scoring. It goes to overtime. And then fans get up and leave.
I know.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. We're sitting there watching the game. It's like Marshall's up 10. We blink an eye and it's even. UTA's up 10, blink an eye. Marshall's back to caught up. The way they shoot threes, one trip down to four, you can cover up a lot of ground.
If it was Thursday night, the game was later, you had to get home because you got to get the kids to bed. You've got work in the morning.
Right.
I get that. I understand completely.
But Saturday was hard. It's that many people leaving. We were going like, really?
What do you have on Saturday that can't wait 30 minutes?
Because the way Marshall plays and with the shooting they have, now the coach said after the game wasn't very smart fouling the guy, but with John Elmore and stuff like that, dude, you can't rule anything out. And the shot goes down, they turn it over, they had a chance to win, and you got all these people, all you see is their back going up steps. I said, no, I think they ought to turn around. You know, you think you're going to lose with 4 seconds to go, next thing you know, you might win at the buzzer.
I don't get it. I never will.
No.
I understand. If you got things to do, you got legitimate things to do. I get it. This isn't directed at that individual who has that little, hey, I'm here, I'm giving you all the time I can give you. But if you're coming to a ball game, you make the time, you budget that. Hey, I'm coming to the ball game.
Start to finish.
Now, if it's a 50-point blowout, you walk out, all right, I get it.
I get it.
I completely understand.
But not when it's
because
one-shot game, one
ultimately,
possession.
This is entertainment, right? This is something
and
you
Danny
do.
And Danny has made it entertaining.
So you're going to the game because you're entertained. You want to be entertained or you want to be seen. You want to one of the two. You're either there to be seen or be entertained,
right,
or try to be a little bit of both. I get it. But it's like walking out of a movie. You're getting to the end of the movie, and then you walk out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Don't
you want to see the ending of the movie?
How did it end? I don't know. I left. Unless, like you say, it's a bomb movie, but even in a bombs, I've stayed.
If it's a terrible movie, okay, I understand. Get up and get out of there.
But why do you leave? For the most part, I'm going
to
wait and see what happens.
Unless this is you think that Marshall basketball is like a Marvel movie, and when it's over, you're not going to stay for the end credits. I get that.
Right.
Have no patience. But that overtime didn't last long. And, yeah, sure, Marshall got waxed in the overtime. But still, why not stick around for a few? Watch the game. Enjoy it. I know Huntington traffic can be such a bear. It's so terrible to deal with Huntington traffic. That extra 2 minutes you're going to have to wait.
I mean,
I think a lot of people, I don't want to wait in the parking lot. It's not going to be that crowded.
And you and I have figured out plan A, plan B, plan C to exit out of place. We got alternate routes that could get us there a little bit quicker. But some people are going like as you put it, the famous last words, got to beat the crowd.
There are people who hang out by those back doors.
Yep.
And they just come, camp out there. They're going to watch the game, and then when the buzzer sounds, boom, they hit those doors.
I guarantee you that stoplight by the Henderson Center, they're the first cars going through. They're the first ones through.
It's not going to happen, but if I was able to change security a little bit, I'd just like either sit or leave.
Yes.
You don't get to loiter around.
Yeah. Planet or?
Yeah, you're either in or out. Mm-hmm. In your seat or out in the concourse,
right,
or out of the building if you're going for those exits.
This is not standing room only seating.
I wouldn't have any of that.
But you know what else has been nice this year? Another crowd of 7-plus on a Saturday.
Oh, it was a great crowd. It was a fantastic crowd.
Danny's one of his goals. You know, it always took more than that to me, but still 7-plus on a Saturday night. Another night with the weather bad, they had over 5. So he's given them a reason to come to be entertained, but I would stay the end because you're going to miss one of the most entertaining finishes we had. I mean, Elmore, a 3, makes it, gets decked, and makes the free throw. And then they turn it over, and Rondell's shot, when we were sitting, It did everything but go in.
And people were queued then. They were queued to leave then.
I know. They were going like, dude, Marshall's got the ball. Turn around. Turn around.
It's like Rondell hits that, we all go home happy, and those people who are at the doors can beat the traffic.
Yeah.
But still, stick around.
I'll listen to you on the postgame show to say, folks, you should have been
That's
here.
That's all you have to do. You want to get the flavor of everything. Stay for the game.
Mm-hmm.
When it's over, you can hit your car. You can turn the radio on. You can hear the postgame. After Steve's postgame, I'll come on. I'll have reaction from players. Yeah. I'll have Danny. I'll have sometimes the opposing coach.
Yeah.
I'll have all that stuff. So if you missed it
sometimes
the first
time.
You've
got more players than what they bring in. The other night, I think you had three or four players and only had one in there. So, you know, they got this system where Danny and they rotate around and you have to kind of flag them down as they go by and you get a little help with Billy Boy and you end up getting more interviews than what goes in the press room.
Wait, Tony Kemper, if Marshall's victorious, we get Tony Kemper as well. Tony usually
joins me.
And
he's glad to do it.
So stick around. Watch the game. Stick around. Now, this is shameless self-promotion.
That's part about it, though.
But that's okay.
That's right.
We're going to take our next break, come back. You know, the Bengals hired a coach.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about that. And, of course, we will go over some pronunciation. Yeah, that's right.
Brian.
I've got Brad's pronunciation.
Brad.
It's just Brad.
There we go.
Okay, I'm going to try this once. You know, and I admit, I'm a little tongue-tied this week. Just because the throat is not working
that,
with me.
With that one there, throat or no throat there, dude, that's a challenge.
Belanic.
There you go.
Brad Belanic. So I didn't want to butcher his name, so I'd rather just it's Brad. It's just Coach Brad.
Yes.
For head strength and conditioning coach, Coach Brad. No,
right.
Belanic.
That's a pronunciation guide, and thinking back to my days of writing, if you had to do that, that name is not going to fit in a one-column headline.
See, you didn't have to worry about that.
It ain't going to happen. No, in the days, you had certain things that you had to have a two-column heads or more because a one-column ain't going to work. It will not work. Brad, but you can't mix him up with Brad Lambert. So
no, it's true. How can you mix? You can't mix that up.
Mm-mm.
So we've got a lot of Brads going on at Marshall. All right, we need to take our break. We'll come back. We are coming to you today from the Union Pub and Grill, 1125 4th Avenue in Huntington. Paul Swan and the guy saving my voice, Dave Walsh, here on
you.
ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Buckle up. Paul Swan has the wheel on The Drive, ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to the Union Pub and Grill for this edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. I've got the former Young Thundering Herd quarterback, Dave Walsh, with me. It's Monday. That means the Monday special. $1.50 bottles, $2 call shots. You get it every Monday right here at the Union Pub and Grill. You know what? Also, the friendliest people you possibly hang out with.
We're very fortunate in that regard.
The
very fortunate.
Friendliest people.
What do you need? Let me get it.
We're all taken care of.
Right.
The only thing you can't do here is play music that Herb Stanley, the proprietor, doesn't like. That's it. You can't do that.
That might have your equipment out the door.
Yeah, you cannot. The jukebox, just don't come in here planning on playing something Herb doesn't like.
Right. They probably got him marked over here like, don't do this number.
I wish he was here because I wanted to get his take on the Super Bowl halftime. If that was something he enjoyed. I wonder if Herb Stanley was a Maroon 5
fan. What was that? I heard some mixed reviews on that.
Do you like Maroon 5?
I didn't watch it. I mean, I listened to them at times, but it's not my cup of tea. But there were some mixed reviews about that.
Well, I'll tell you this. It was no Prince performance.
Right. No Janet Jackson.
It was no Janet Jackson performance. I mean, there were some shirtless moments.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was your generic, homogenized halftime.
Right.
That's it. That's all I got for you.
Yeah.
It didn't offend me. It was just there.
Yeah. It's just like, well, we got to do something until they start the third quarter. So listen to them.
And, of course,
or if we're at home, we can turn the channel and watch something else.
Just don't go on social media. I know you're not going to go on social media, but, boy, they were destroying it on social media.
Oh, between that and some of the things they said about Jared Goff, oh, my gosh, social media, boy.
By the way, I'm not concerned at all about Jared Goff. I'm not concerned about how the quarterback coach is going to perform as a head coach after that performance. Because
he's a Bengal coach
He's a Bengal now. That's right. The worst-kept secret in the NFL is out today. So the Bengals named officially Zach Taylor as their 10th head coach. He's 35. He's leaving the Rams. He probably got on the plane right after that and traveled to Cincinnati. He has served as an assistant coach the past two seasons, including quarterback coach this year. The Rams did win the NFC West with a little help from the officials.
Right.
13-3 regular season record. They got to go to the Super Bowl.
They moved the ball pretty well most of the season.
Where they got stymied by Bill Belichick, the evil genius himself.
Yes.
But I'm not worried. So you've got a new coach now, and he's going to have his press conference tomorrow. We're going to hopefully have reaction from that tomorrow. I've got Wayne Box Miller tentatively scheduled from the Bengals Radio Network coming on the program tomorrow. So we'll find out what he has to say. It's a time for a change. Sometimes you have a coach who's there, does a great job, but then the coach peaks and you go down.
Yeah. What was it, like 16 years?
He was there for a long time. Yeah, he was there for a long 16, 18 years.
Yeah, and then as things start to slip, you always see like, well, it's been such and such a time since he got in the playoffs, such and such a time since he won a playoff game, and they're going like, that's not going to work. You know, you can't have eight-year lapses between the trips and an automatic first-round exit. Of course, if you use the Patriots as a yardstick, they're there every year.
Well, they're consistent. They adapt. Yeah. They change.
That's the one thing they said yesterday about the announcers and stuff today. He says, Julian Edelman starts the season, performance-enhancing drugs, suspended his MVP. But Belichick finds players, plugs him into his system. I mean, the running back, who is Sonny Michel? He's got a Super Bowl ring right now. Of course, you got number 12 back there. Covers up a lot of anything out there. Number 12 is pretty good.
Phone lines are 877-420-TALK, 877-420-8255. And Jeremy joins us on the Miller Lite phone line. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for all the work you guys always do on the show, getting out, doing whatever you don't feel good. It's really appreciated. I just had a couple quick things. On the people leaving the game early, I've really been impressed lately with the way that Marshall has incorporated a lot of things that I used to see at Kentucky games whenever I'd go down to Rupp, like seeing piping in the coach's interview over the scoreboard, having live radio interviews from the court. A lot of things I think is good going to keep the fans there throughout the game and make it worthwhile for people to come down to the game. Last night on the halftime show, I didn't watch it at all, but I tell you what I did. I flipped on the WWE's YouTube, and they had halftime heat for the first time in 20 years. And that halftime heat was a great performance showcasing their young talent. And another thing that just shows that people are probably getting tired of the music acts and they need to change it up a little bit.
What if the NFL partnered with the WWE? That's probably not going to happen now with the XFL being a thing. But still, I'd take a halftime performance between The Rock and Mankind 20 years later, wouldn't you?
Definitely, guys. Definitely. I thought that was great last night. Thank you guys so much for the show.
Thanks, Jeremy. We appreciate it. You remember that 20 years ago? I think it was 20 years ago. It was a long time ago. The Rock fought Mick Foley, he was in the guise of Mankind. Yeah. Show you how old I am. I remember
Socko. Well, they had
it.
That was part of the entertainment yesterday. They had some halftime heat. There was a match. If you had a certain channel, you could go watch it. And I imagine a few people gave up on Maroon 5 and started surfing. And if you like wrestling, that was one option. Puppy Bowl. I watched some of that last night. That was kind of neat.
I actually had the halftime on halftime. Obviously, it's halftime is on at halftime.
Devoted, dedicated.
Yeah, I had it on, but I was actually in the kitchen cleaning up.
Or was the sound down?
No, the sound was up.
Okay.
The sound was up. I was listening to it and mocking it from afar. I didn't tweet yesterday. I did not mock anything on Twitter.
Okay.
I know that has changed in my persona over the years. I do not mock things as much on Twitter.
As much as I disagree, I can't do that with some people have no problem doing that when you read some of the things that are out there on social media.
That is just so 2009. Woo. I'm sorry. It's so 2009.
Man, they let it go. They no holes barred. I could not do that. I mean, Jared Goff did not have his best day, but I could not have said the things about him that some people did.
I tried to be a little bit more positive on Twitter, productive.
I mean, first person knows he had a bad game was him.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
He'll tell you.
He doesn't need me tweeting about it.
And then Mr. McVay told him, and said, you know, that guy across the street there, across that line, is 100 years old. He kind of outcoached me in circles yesterday. You know,
that was pretty upfront from him.
Yeah. I mean, Belichick has plans. He has plays plugged in. And, hey, they need two hands for rings. And Pittsburgh, what are they tied with Pittsburgh now, six?
Yep, they've got six.
Hey, seven ain't far off.
Seven's not far off.
How can you, if Brady's there, how can you pick against them?
You can't.
How can you pick against
them? That's what everyone's asking me. Hey, what's your pick for the Super Bowl? And I just tell people, hey, the Patriots until otherwise notified.
What's the saying? They're champs till somebody takes them down? Hadn't happened.
There was nothing that convinced me that the Rams would beat them.
No.
And I thought the Rams shouldn't be there, honestly. I thought that the Saints should be there.
You were the only one.
A lot of people thought it might have been a better game because you've got a quarterback in Drew Brees who is underrated.
Would not have been a deer in the headlights.
Underrated. He would have performed well on the big stage. And he's every bit as good as any other elite quarterback in the NFL. The only difference between Brady and everybody else is Brady has got the consistency thing going.
Right.
He is surrounded by players. He makes better. He's surrounded by a coach that adapts. They've got a system there. They've got a culture there.
Plug in people to play that system, and you may have a hard time pronouncing your name or where'd they graduate from. All said and done, though, come the first Sunday in February, you're getting fitted for another ring.
Here's the thing. Do you take that team away from Tom Brady, and is Tom Brady the greatest of all time? You take Tom Brady away from that team, and does that team do that? I don't know if it's a situation where you put those two entities together, Tom Brady and that system, and you create this.
Right.
It's really a team concept here.
And then remember when Brady sat the four games with a Deflategate, whatever, and Garoppolo went in? They didn't lose either. I mean, it's like, here's a system. We'll plug, but having number 12 to plug in, not bad. And he played, we won't mention where he played, but it was in a Big Ten school.
That school up north?
Ohio State's favorite school.
That school up north. We won't mention it. Hey, I'll tell you a school we will mention because I'm hoping it's not going to happen probably. Maybe it will. I don't know. You know, Zach's got a brother. Yeah, Zach Taylor. You know, he's got a brother.
Okay. And?
I'll give you a hint. He played your position.
Left tackle.
Tackled by the left guy.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. He played your position.
All right.
I'll give you another hint. He played your position at a university you're familiar with.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about it for a second. I'll tell you what. You think about it. We'll hit the break.
At Virginia school.
You could say that.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take the break.
All right.
I'm going to see if Dave can figure out what I'm talking about. I'm sure Bengals fans have figured it out by now. You will as well when we come back from break here on The Drive, ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
You're listening to The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Asleep, don't get
that. Welcome back to the Union Pub and Grill, 1125 4th Avenue, Huntington, for this edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. I'm joined by one of my favorite Thundering Herd football players, the former young Thundering Herd quarterback, Dave Walsh.
And now we got the question, million-dollar question.
Okay.
Press Taylor.
You got it.
Was a quarterback here.
Yes.
Now he's in the NFL.
Yes. Where's he in the NFL
at? He's with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles situation.
Philadelphia. There you
go. Whoever they run after, he'll coach him.
There you go.
Two good choices.
You do not win anything.
No.
Ding, ding, ding. You can have something at the bar.
Okay.
All right, there you go. You do not win anything.
You know.
How about that? I want him back here. I don't know if it's going to happen, but
no. You
know what? I'm down with it. I want him back. And when I mean back, I mean
sure.
The Bengals, because the Bengals are,
be
after all,
for him to bring him in, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I mean, I want him back in the area. That'd be great.
A lot of times coaches want, just like an AD or a general manager, they want their people. So we'll see what happens.
I'm totally down with it. It would be cool to have, just as a Bengals fan, just because it would give me something else to root for.
And a reason to go.
I already have a reason to go. I'm gonna have to take you sometime. Take you up there.
Well, the one time you had a chance, but you backed off on Thursday. It was a Thursday night game.
Couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it. I had too many prior obligations.
I kind of feel for the – I mean, you play on Sunday, travel home. You got no time to get ready for Thursday.
I could do a Sunday game. I mean, I like the Thursday game if I had the, like, schedule availability.
Yeah, if, like, you could just disappear on Friday.
Right. You know what? If I lived in Cincinnati, I'd be all about the Thursday game.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be all about the Thursday college game as well if Marshall would ever have to play one.
Well, I know their schedule is set. We'll have to see if anybody gets bumped to a Thursday or a Friday.
TV
will
set it.
Cross our fingers.
TV will set it.
But just like the other day, you mentioned when it was on BN, it's like, who watched it? Nobody could. Where is it? The BN network.
Here's what's funny, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling this, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Right, go ahead.
Ryan Epling was on Scorer's Table. You know Ryan. He is one of the producers at WSAZ. Well, after the game, I'm talking to Ryan, and I mentioned to him that, you know, I saw you on the press row because of the feed that was showing the BN feed. And he said, you know what? No one else watched that I know, because usually when people see me that I know on the broadcast, they message me, let me know. He said, nobody messaged me. And Ryan was right there for a lot of shots. And, I mean, of course, that's all anecdotal, but still, BN is not a good television partner from the standpoint of distribution.
And I don't even think the announcers were here.
No, they weren't.
In the studio somewhere.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's not big of a deal. It's important to have the announcers, of course, on site. I think it makes for a better broadcast, but I get that as well. I mean, at least Stadium, I give them grief over the years, but at least Stadium, I could watch that game if I wanted to. I was on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was on Stadium Local. It might have been. I wasn't looking for it. So thus I don't know if it was, but you can watch it streaming. A lot of people can –
That's a big thing now, streaming.
A lot of people can get on Facebook and find the game. I'm sure more people probably found that game than they would have the BN broadcast.
Like you mentioned, was, people, was it on television, said BN, and they went, oh, well, it's not, we don't get it.
Yeah.
And whatever tier it is, we can't find it.
Now, I'm better on the road games than the home games only because I'm not looking for the home games when I'm at the game.
Right. We're there.
Yeah, we're there. So it's not sort of like in the back of my mind, hey, oh, where's this game at? Now, with the road games, yeah, sure, I'm all over it. But still, BN's not a terrible broadcaster. It's just their platform, their distribution chain, it's not, I think, very good for Conference USA.
So I think this weekend, North Texas and Rice, I'm sure something will be worked out. I haven't looked that far ahead in terms of TV availability, but yeah, I don't hope it's not BN.
I'll
I hope
tell
it's
you
something
right now.
Else.
Give me a second. I'll pull it up for you right now. I didn't print it out today, Dave.
ESPN Plus you can find.
Oh, ESPN Plus
that's who it is.
Great. I have become an evangelist for ESPN Plus. I love it.
Especially if they're dropping pucks, you got it all over.
BN is doing the North Texas game, and then ESPN Plus the Rice game.
Okay. So,
but the good news is
turn into your radio stations, ladies and gentlemen.
The good news is after that, CBS Sports Network will do the UAB game, and the Middle Tennessee game will be on Facebook. But you'll be at that game for the majority of
it. Right.
And then after that, I can't tell you with the five games that are slotted for the four. I can't tell you there.
But CBS Sports Network, they do a good job.
Oh, yeah, they do
when
a good
job. When
they're
in town, you go into the building, and it's like that truck over there to do the game is huge.
I just wish all the games were either on CBS Sports Network or on ESPN Plus, or give me Facebook.
Right.
I would just cut BN from the whole package. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. You tried, didn't work.
I mean, it's nice, but you ventured into this Conference USA college sports experiment, and it was nice. You did a nice job, but nobody's watching your network. People are dropping
it. The game's over, and you're going like, how'd it go? No, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. It's okay.
You know what?
I work in radio, so hey, tune into the radio.
That's what I tell people.
That's what we like.
That's what you hear.
We
or
like that.
At a time, you used to tell me to read about it, but now it's right here. Turn on the radio station. Got you live, home and away. Stevie Boy will be on the plane to Texas and Texas.
Hey, look, if I do miss the game, I go for the Rick McCann story. I do not pass up the Rick McCann story.
Yeah. He's had fun. We talk a lot at home games. You know,
I briefly saw him on Saturday.
Yeah.
He looked like he was doing okay.
Yeah. He's 60s, like me. Messed up.
I wasn't going to say that.
But you know what, though? What's fun is the way things have gone the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, you do it, and things don't go well at times. But now, it's fun. Yeah, it hurt. It's hard to write a loss, but yeah, he's objective. Hey. They got more points than we did. Danny said, hey, we didn't guard them. They scored more points than we did. All you do is report. But at least you go there knowing, like, well, I'm probably going to have fun watching it, and odds are I'll have something good to write about. Or they'll give me something good to write about. I can't make it up. So he's having a good time. Well, I joke to him when I send some stuff into him. I see you Saturday, see you Thursday, and how do you explain this? I remember this Southern Miss game. I said, Rick, what in the world happened? That was our NC State version.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit more about the new hire for the Cincinnati Bengals, Zach Taylor. I'm sure that he'll go over in his press conference the additions to the Cincinnati Bengals.
You mentioned you had the Bengal voice coming on tomorrow?
No, not the voice. I've got the studio host.
See, but I mean, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there. Wayne Boxmiller.
This guy hit a home run or going like, uh-oh.
He took over for Alan Cutler. Remember him?
It rings a bell.
Yeah, he is a legend in that Cincinnati, Kentucky market.
Okay.
And he did the pre and post game for the Cincinnati Bengals radio network.
So you'll get a firsthand from him tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll hear from him tomorrow.
Mr. Taylor hit a home run and says, we can't wait to get out there. I mean, I'd love to be a quarterback in his system. I hope I'm on the field with him calling plays.
You got any eligibility?
No.
Can you play? I mean, you can sign a practice squad?
You hope. But after what they did yesterday, sometimes you wonder what – what did they work on for 2 weeks to do that? You had 2 weeks to practice to get 3 points.
Yeah.
They only got 13.
Yeah. You got beat by a better coach. Hey, that's what you got.
People don't like him and stuff, but, hey, the guy, all he does is win. It's just like people talking about Alabama-Clemson. They've done, what, 4 times now? Is that good or bad? For how many times have these guys done it? Everybody, the old saying is everybody starts out 0-0. But
there's a clear path to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's put it this way. It goes through Foxborough.
You have a clear path. You can get there.
Right.
You just have to be in the other conference.
Yeah, if you're on the left side, the NFC, but if you start with an A, at some point in time, you got to go through Foxborough.
And that's okay. Real football is coming back in a week or so, the Alliance of American Football.
Yes.
I'm going to watch that.
And, yeah.
It's on CBS. It's on TV. More people can watch the Alliance of American Football. Again.
That's something wrong.
I'll take that. I'll watch that.
Yep. And then Mr. Bentz has got his XFL coming back next year, I think.
I'm looking forward to it.
With Mr. Oliver Luck as the commissioner.
You know what? Eventually those two leagues are going to merge. The Something's XFL and the American Football Alliance, All-American Conference, whatever.
And you'll have year-round football.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
For my second favorite Marshall football player of all time, back in the studio, Jason Toy. And for my favorite Marshall football player of all the times, Dave Walsh. That's right, Pennington nowhere near you.
I like it.
The only thing he got over you was the good looks. Other than that.
Quickly, one year he won the award for outstanding number one person in sports in West Virginia. He got the award at Marshall. Him and I had one thing in common. We both wore number 10 after that. It was over.
For Jason back in the studio, for Dave, I'm Paul. Good night, everyone.
WRBC Huntington, W227BS Huntington, ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930. Huntington Sports Station.